Okay, guys, we gotta put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get three seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's that time, San Diego.
Oh, what time is it? Time to kick it!
Time for Gwen and Chris to help you close out your day.
I guess I've been working so hard, I forgot what it's like to be hard at work.
Time for you to forget about who stole your lunch at work.
This is it! This is it! Right here, right now!
Time for you to lock in on sports. Featuring Tony Gwynn Jr.
Of course, it all culminates tonight with San Diego State going up against Syracuse.
Or does it culminate?
Ooh, that wasn't nice.
You know what's gravy?
That was not nice.
I think it culminates.
Knock it off.
And Chris Ello.
Are we talking rushing touchdowns or
touchdowns?
Touchdowns. Like passing touchdowns?
Scoring the touchdown.
Fumble recovery touchdowns?
I'm just trying
to get Chris back. Don't be an idiot.
Gwen and Chris are on the air on 97.3 The Fan.
I need that music or I can't talk. Welcome back to the program. Top of the 5 o'clock hour to you, Gwen and Chris. Chris Ello. Matt Scraby together in our Odyssey Palace studios here in San Diego. Tony Gwynn Jr. up at Dodger Stadium tonight, getting ready to call tonight's game between the Dodgers and the Padres. Blake Snell, Padre pitcher, due to join the program in about 20 minutes. Live from Los Angeles, so we will get the latest from the left-hander as the Padres send Joe Musgrove to the mound tonight. Trent Grisham will step into the batter's box against Julio Urias at about 7:10 this evening. I will have the pregame show for you beginning
at
6 o'clock. I know. I'm all proud of myself. I got the pregame show after this show today. I'm double duty today. Padre lineup is out. Fernando Tatis Jr. is in the cleanup spot tonight. And he's been cleaning up at Dodger Stadium this year,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. Yes, he has.
I mean, he's dominated the Dodgers. I believe he's hit 7 home runs against L.A. this year. And I don't know how many of those were at Dodger Stadium, but I know he hit the 2 on the anniversary of his dad's 2 grand slams at Dodger Stadium. So hopefully Fernando can keep it rolling against L.A. And Padres obviously need to get some offense, some consistent offense here. As they head into the final 22 games of this season, actually there's a 23rd game because remember the Braves game is still pending. But Padres, whether it's 22 or 23 games left, every single one of them against teams with winning records. So the Padres certainly have their work cut out for them. Dodgers also have their work cut out for them because they don't want to settle for a one-game playoff. They would like to win the NL West, which is something they've done every year for the last decade, practically. But to that end, the Giants beat the Cubs today at Wrigley Field 6-1. So, Dodgers now 3 games back of San Francisco. Wasn't it just like 5 minutes ago that the Dodgers caught them?
Yeah.
And I thought they passed them even for a day. And everybody said, that's it. We told you. We told you the Dodgers are going to end up beating out the Giants. Not so fast. I mean, this Giant team has been amazing all year long, resilient all year long. I've been waiting for them to have one of those, you know, lose 12 out of 15 slumps. Looks like I'm going to wait till next year because I don't think they're going to have one this year. It's just been incredible. San Francisco just keeps getting it done, and they're back three games up on the Dodgers. So there's some pressure on the Dodgers tonight, certainly. There's definitely pressure on the Padres. They're keeping an eye on that Red-St. Louis game. Scraby has a question.
No, I just have a statement or a comment, and I think it's funny because even when your team is the San Francisco Giants and you're up 90-50, there's still going to be people on Twitter that are mad about something that's happened, or their record is 90-50.
Right.
There's still going to be a person on Twitter that's mad about something that's happening with their team. So I saw a lot of people with that are fans of the Giants saying, "Oh well, we got to pick it up because we're not scoring enough runs."
I'm like, my goodness!
They're the first team in baseball this year to score to win 90 games, and then I saw
they've also hit more home runs than any team in baseball this year.
I also saw a Dodgers fan. Yes, true. I also saw a Dodgers fan who was angry that they're losing out to the Giants in this. This is how the Dodgers' reign comes to an end to a team that no one expected to be there. It's like, calm down, people. You have it really good, Dodgers fans. You have it really good, Giants fans. Like, just be happy.
Yeah, most Dodger fans are kind of annoying. I mean, just basically, you know, they're just annoying. So, I mean, we got to get used to that. But you're right. If you're a Dodger fan, I mean, what could you be complaining about? You've won your division 8 years in a row. You won the World Series last year, albeit it was kind of a stilted championship, right, with the 60-game season. But, hey, championship nonetheless. And this year, Dodgers, you know, with all the injuries and everything that's happened, find themselves chasing the Giants right now. I'm sure some Giant Dodger fans are livid by that. But, yeah, I don't see how you can be. It all depends who you are, I guess, right?
And how you watch sports. But I Twitter's taught me a lot about how I watch sports, and I guess I take more positives than I originally thought.
I don't think so.
I think so. I think we'll see on Sunday when the 49ers play and how crazy I get when they're playing the Lions and they're losing or something like that.
If they lose to the Lions, I don't want to even see you here on Monday, that's for sure. So anyway, baseball certainly crucial, and Blake Snell coming up now in about 15 minutes, so we look forward to that. NFL. Got cooking, and I mean cooking last night. I mean, that was a great game.
It just was.
Tampa Bay wins at 31-29. Did Tampa Bay luck out a little bit? Yeah, I think they did. I mean, look, the guy on television anyway, Terry McCauley, the former official.
That's who it was.
Yeah, he said, look, Chris Godwin pushed off. They should have called offensive pass interference on that last play that set up the game-winning field goal. And if they called pass interference, I mean, that not only takes them out of field goal range, but it moves them back another 10 yards because of the actual penalty. And they weren't in field goal range yet, and they were running out of time. They were running out of timeouts. So had they made that call, who knows? Tampa Bay may not have gotten in position. But they end up winning the ball game despite four turnovers. One of them was a end of the half interception, so I don't really hardly count that one. Dallas only had one turnover, but you know what's funny? Like nowadays in the NFL, to me, a missed field goal, especially inside 40 yards, that's a turnover.
It is.
As far as I'm concerned, that's a turnover.
Those are automatic now.
Yeah, an inside the 40-yard field goal, which Zuerlein missed last night. And he missed it badly, too. But anyway, you miss a field goal inside the 40, they ought to almost call that a turnover because you don't score any points, and the other team gets the ball right where you kicked it.
In
so it's like you turned
position.
It over to them.
Yeah.
And, you know, so that was kind of a big deal in the ball game. Zuerlein also missed an extra point. He had a tough night. But anyway, everybody else had a great night. I mean, offensively, Prescott, 403 yards, Brady matching him practically pass for pass, four TD passes for Brady, two to Gronk. I mean, I'm not an anti-Gronk guy like some people, but really, does he have to still be one of the most dominating players in the league? Do you know what I mean?
I felt like
somebody else have the spotlight for a time.
I get it, but I felt like last year he was just there because he was helping his friend out, Tom Brady, wants to win another Super Bowl.
And yeah, he's actually contributing.
And now he's catching two. I think he caught two touchdowns in the Super Bowl,
He did. And Antonio Brown, who they just basically stole off the waiver wire, is now looking like $1 million. And so he's rolling along nicely. And You know, look, you got Godwin. You got Mike Evans didn't even get the ball last night. But neither team ran it at all. I mentioned this earlier. There was 140 plays in that game last night, and 110 of them were passes.
Wow.
I mean, these guys were throwing the ball, airing it out last night. It was a lot of fun to watch. And I was pretty impressed with Dallas. I didn't see a big difference between Dallas and Tampa Bay, frankly. It's not like the gap that you would be thinking about when you talk about, you know, Tampa Bay being the defending champs and, you know, supposed to go 17-0 this year, all their starters back. You wouldn't think Dallas would be able to stay on the field with them, but I thought Dallas was more than staying on the field with them last night. So.
I got to say, like, we've talked about CeeDee Lamb on this show and how we're fans of CeeDee Lamb. If he learns how to catch the ball, because he dropped a lot of balls last night.
That's a slight problem for a wide receiver, but you're right.
He is quick. And he finds an open spot all the time.
He's not only open time, but after he catches it, he's pretty dangerous when he starts to run.
Absolutely. His yak is through the roof.
He's a good player. CeeDee Lamb, no question about it. And he looked very good last night. A lot of guys looked very good last night. Fun game. Week one of the NFL, full schedule on Sunday. And then, of course, now do we still carry the Sunday night game on this station? I'm asking for a programming note.
I'm not willing to guarantee because Padres always comes first.
Oh, right. We got Padre baseball Sunday.
We may join in progress to the Sunday night football game for sure if it's available.
Yeah. No, you're right. We got Padre baseball all weekend long. But we do have the Monday night game, I believe, although the Padres play next Monday night in San Francisco.
Yes. This
might have to.
Coming Monday, we do not have Monday night football on 97.3. The Fans could be on another station. We are offering it somewhere else. And then on Thursday. We're going to be joining in progress to a football game. And then basically when the Padres are playing, they're on this station.
Sure.
They're not going anywhere. Yeah, they're going to be right here.
Yeah. Baseball's still number one on the board for us. College football this weekend. There's a reason we're not talking a lot of college football because the top ranked team in the country is playing Mercer. That gets me mad every single time.
I don't understand why I kind of like it.
It's not just that Alabama's playing Mercer, but all of the top teams are playing cupcakes this week. Ohio State does have a decent matchup against Oregon. Iowa and Iowa State. Other than that, it is top teams versus cupcakes all over the landscape of college football. Wish the Aztecs good luck tomorrow night in Tucson against Arizona. Remember earlier in the week, they were a one-point favorite? Now they're a 1.5-point underdog. So the odds keep switching back and forth on that game.
What does BetQL say?
I don't know what BetQL says. But
they are 2-point underdogs.
Now they're 2-point underdogs. Just while I was talking.
BetQL, yeah.
Just while I was talking, they got underdog even more. This is an Arizona team that Kirk Kenny informed us correctly has not won a game in two seasons.
Yeah, that's a problem.
They didn't win any last year, and they didn't win any the second half of the season prior to that. They've lost 13 games in a row, which is the longest streak in all of Division I college football. So, Aztecs, you don't want to be part of that kind of embarrassment tomorrow night. So, good luck. It's even though they got a 13-game losing streak, it's still Pac-12 school. So, good challenge for the Aztecs tomorrow night. They'll obviously have to play a lot better than they did against New Mexico State. One other quick note before I go to break and get ready for Blake Snell. First set at the U.S. Open tonight in New York. Alexander Zverev, 6-4 over Novak Djokovic. So Zverev takes the first set. Remember Djokovic going for that grand slam. He'll have to come from behind. Tonight in New York, we'll take a break, and Blake Snell will join us when we return. Gwen and Chris, 97.3 The Fan.
What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right. Not working.
Rub it.
Come on.
Try flipping it over.
Seriously.
Why can't we go inside?
I'm tired.
Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right.
What? Please, if you
Dad,
could just...
Dad, why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut the...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, looking forward to having Blake Snell join us here in just a second on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. It's our Friar Friday interview. The Padre left-hander is red hot, as you know. He has been pitching spectacular baseball, getting set to face the Dodgers on Sunday. But tonight it's game one of the series, and to that end, Blake Snell is going to be joining us here in a second. Is he there? Yeah, get Blake Snell on the air right now. He's got a lot to do. Hey, Blake Snell, how are you today, sir?
Good, how you doing?
We're doing great. Chris Ello here and Matt Scraby over there. And what's a day like for you on a Friday when you're not pitching in Los Angeles?
I mean, pretty casual. Just wake up, relax. I played spades this morning.
Are you good?
I mean, we could play and you could find out.
I'd like to play spades. I love spades. It's been a long time since I played, but I'd like
spades,
to play.
Spades, dominoes, I'll play both.
All right.
Yeah, I'm always down. And then I drove up to L.A., got to the hotel, then got on the bus, came in, just chilled. No, sweet. There's not a whole lot. Yeah, I threw a bullpen today.
Yeah, what's that like?
I'm kind of busy.
What's that like for people that don't know what is a bullpen day like for? What do you throw about 30, 40 pitches or?
No, not me. I throw like 10. I don't.
Oh yeah.
I feel good. Yeah. I usually throw like 5, but today I threw 10. But I gotta get my body warmed up. Gotta get my arm going. My whole body. So probably like 30 minutes before I go out there and start playing catch. I'm getting everything activated and loose and ready to go, and then get out there, play catch, warm up properly, and then throw the bullpen. Maybe anything less than 10 pitches. 10 is usually the most I'll throw in the bullpen.
Interesting.
Yeah, I already feel good, so I don't need to go waste them in the bullpen.
Yeah, plus you were flipping cards all morning, so
yeah.
That's good. I like spades, man. Great game. Spades a great game. Blake Snell is with us, Padres left-hander. And obviously, Blake, when the calendar switched to August, things started clicking for you. Was there an actual turning point somewhere for you, or did it just start to fall into place?
I think it just started to results and everything started to go my way a little bit. I don't know. Even when I wasn't having as much success, I still felt really good, really confident. I just know me. I know my ability. So I didn't really let failure control me or my mind at all. I just controlled it. And yeah, and then now success is here, and it's the same thing. Like, I'm finding a way to get better. I'm focused on things I was focused on when I wasn't doing good, and finding a way to get better and stay consistently, you know, myself. And now that August was a good month, now I don't have as much, you know, people, you know, telling me how much I suck.
That's always a benefit.
Yeah, yeah. Blake, let me ask you about that. Like, how do you deal with that? How do you deal with people that are just tweeting you constantly, reaching out to you on Instagram, just telling you that you suck? How do you just ignore it? Do you go back at them? Do you not care? Do you care?
I really want to go back at it. But then, yeah, I just can't. I really want to, though. Like, if it's in person, it's never in person, though. Like, whenever it's in person where someone's like, you suck, Snell, because I would roast them the entire time, and it would be so much fun. But when they say it, like, over the phone and another 4 innings and 4 runs and all this, like, nonsense, I just lie. I'm like, you don't even watch the game. You don't even know baseball. Like, you don't even understand who I am. Like, you don't understand, like, anything that I'm doing or, like, how hard it is to be a Major League Baseball player. There's just so much to it, man. Like, it's so hard, and it's such a difficult thing. That's why very, like, limited people are able to do it. So I just laugh at them. I mean, it doesn't really affect me outside of I want to see if anyone comes up with something actually, like, pretty funny.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you'd like to hear something you haven't heard before.
Yeah, some of them come up with some creative things, and it's always good to laugh at, you know, their comedy. But
I can only imagine what you go through, because we go through it on this program, and we're just radio talk show hosts, so I can only imagine what you get. Blake Snell is with us. Yeah. You know, one word that people keep talking about with you is you know, the going at it and being aggressive in the strike zone. And I keep hearing that, and I'm thinking to myself, I'm imagining that you were trying to be aggressive in the strike zone from day one. It just wasn't working. Yeah, it wasn't like you had a mindset and said, you know, I'm going to start throwing strikes now. It was something you wanted to do all along. It just, you couldn't get it clicking, right?
Yeah, I mean, people just don't understand. Like, when you go out there and you face a team, and it's like, it's you versus me, and you start doing, like, you can have a game plan, but the game plan is going to change. All this stuff changes when it's right in front of you and you're in the moment, because you're going to do what you think is best and what you think is going to help you win and help the team win. You're going to start doing all these things you think that are going to win, but the results will tell you, and then you got to learn from that and grow and find a way to get better. So they don't understand, like, the struggle of, yeah, like, I could be in the zone with all my stuff and I could still get beat and they could hit it all over the place. Like, it's not that simple. Because you got to understand each batter, they're all different. They're all going to change and evolve as the game goes on, just like you're going to do. And it's a chess match between the both of you. And the benefit is, if we're playing teams that aren't as, you know, good and they're a younger team, then the at-bats can be quicker. The at-bats can, you know, you can pound the strike zone and they're going to swing. Or you cannot pound the strike zone and they're going to swing because they're younger, less experienced, and they don't have an approach as a team. But when you play better teams, and older teams that have an approach, they have a team approach, they play the game the right way. They'll take pitches just to take. They'll just go up there and make it look like they're going to swing. Even if they're super aggressive or super patient, and we know all these things about them. It's just, it's so much different team to team, and then building your confidence within yourself. I mean, you need to see some good things happen for that to, you know, turn over and for you to start to understand what's really working in the zone and out of the zone. It's just there's so much that goes into it that when people want to say, like, it's easy, just throw strikes or this and that, like all these things, it's like, no, it's not. Like, you really don't get it because you've never done it, and that's okay. That's why you're a fan, and that's why I'm in the big leagues. But it's just just understand, like, this game is so hard, and it's very stressful, and we're all here trying our best to be the best. So, I mean, it's just when it's working and everything's going smooth, it's because of how much failure happened before that taught you how to succeed. And then, you know, then succeeding for that time, it's like, all right, I got to do these things well, but I can still improve. I can still get better. There's still things to work on that I need to focus on. And that's been the mindset from day one till now. So I, you know, was failing. They would have a good start here and there and then failed and good start here and there. But that's why August is so beautiful, is because of everything I went through to make that month beautiful. So it's like, I'm just aware and appreciative of all the things that I've gone through to get to that. But even with that success, it doesn't matter because I'm focused on the next one and how I can be better for that one.
We're talking with Blake Snell, Padres pitcher, here on Gwynn and Chris, 97.3 The Fan, premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. I always learn something from you, Blake, whenever you talk about pitching. You always say that you're a pitching, I guess, nerd, for lack of a better term, and so you definitely are able to explain it through a lens that other people can understand. And I'm curious, because you've been on some really great Rays teams, and you just came from a team that went to the World Series. And a lot of these guys on the roster now may not have the postseason experience that you do. Are you kind of like the wise man for everyone? Are you able to give help to people down the stretch? Because it's been a struggle for the team, but at the same time, you have a lot of players on the team that have been there before and are able to help people through this process.
Yeah, I mean, I would say Hosmer would be the guy that everyone should lean on, because he's actually done it and won it. I've got there and I've lost, so I haven't, you know, won it. But the experience, I mean, I mean, it's just like every other game when you play in big games, like we play the Dodgers and we're going to play San Fran. All these games are going to be big games, but it's just don't let the moment, you know, be bigger than you. Like, I always tell myself, like, this is my moment. And that I don't let that, like, slip or run away, or it's always my moment. I don't let anything be bigger than this, and like this and this time, because it's my moment. And I think when people think that way and they believe that, you know, a lot of good comes from it, because you're not backing down. You're not scared. You're not like, nah, this is mine. And you go take it. But it's just, the postseason is just a beautiful thing. Because you play 162 games, plus all the spring training games, plus the whole offseason to work out to get to it. So when you finally get to the postseason, it's like you did all of this work to get here. So you're lucky to get here, one, but you put the work in to get here. So I get that, but don't let it slide. Don't let it slip, because to get back here is so much work that you're going to have to put in to get back. And you want to enjoy the time in the postseason and get the most out of it, and the most out of it's winning it. So, I mean, yeah, it's just, you got to really embrace it as it's your moment and, you know, live for it.
Blake Snell, very cool. Always fun to interview you. Did you ever get to Lolita's for some Mexican food? I know Tony suggested.
I haven't gotten there.
Okay, yes.
No, and
I'm actually happy about that, because you ended up getting a stomach thing right after we talked to you. And everybody was blaming it. You talk about getting blamed on Twitter. We were getting blamed for your stomach ailment.
Yes.
Oh, I had some chicken on the plane and that. Ooh-wee.
See, there you go. All right. I'm happy that he got sick. No, at least it wasn't Lolita's. All right. Yeah. Well, good.
We were defending ourselves.
I'm telling you, that stuff, never again, please. I do not want that. I don't want it to come near me. I'm not fast, but I'll be Usain Bolt. I'm gone.
No. Hey, man, great to see you feeling better. Great to see you pitching the way you are. It's got to be fun and a thrill, and we look forward to seeing you in October. But we'll enjoy watching you September. Thanks, Blake, and good luck Sunday especially.
Yeah, appreciate it, guys. Talk to y'all soon.
All right, great. Thanks. There he is, our guy Blake Snell from the Padres. What happened, Scraby? We got a buzzer.
No idea what
for our interview
with
Blake Snell. He just hung up. I don't think anything terrible happened.
No,
he is so good, and we've talked about this all year. He's one of the best interviews on the team. But he's sincere, he's honest, and he's straightforward. But I am glad to hear that he did not get sick with our recommendation for Mexican food. It was something on the plane.
He still hasn't had it, so that proves that we did not do it.
That proves it was not us, so leave us alone about that. My God.
I still get one question a month about that.
Yeah. Did you guys tell him to go to Lolita's, and how come he got sick after you guys told him? Oh, my goodness.
It wasn't
us. And I guarantee it wasn't Lolita's, because Lolita's got great food.
No,
so
they do.
That wasn't the problem.
Yeah.
All right, good stuff with Blake Snell. So glad to hear from him. We'll take a quick break. We still got Daily Gambit stuff to get to, and much more leading up to tonight's Dodger-Padre game. Gwynn and Chris resumes in just a moment here on San Diego's number one sports talk station. Before I tell you that, it was Blake Snell on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. End parentheses. This is 97.3 The Fan.
You've been waiting all week long. It's finally Fryer Friday, presented by Ballast Point Brewing Company, celebrating 25 years of craft beer in San Diego.
Welcome back to the program.
What? That was so strange.
I'm trying out for doing some voiceover work.
Is that right?
Yeah, I'm not very good at it.
Oh,
so
well,
I don't believe I'll qualify. 5:39 is the time. Chris Ello, Matt Scraby together in Odyssey Palace Studios. Tony Gwynn has been with us throughout the day. And, of course, he's now getting set for tonight's broadcast. Dodgers and Padres, first pitch at 7:10. And Julio Urias will throw it. Trent Grisham will try to hit it. And we'll have the pregame show shortly after 6 o'clock. Thanks so much to Blake Snell for being with us. I really do enjoy talking with him. He's so honest and straightforward, but also, like you said, Scraby, he always gives you a little insight.
He does.
You know, he's not afraid to give you a little insight into the game of baseball and pitching, and he's certainly right about that. I certainly never pitched on his level, but did pitch in college, and it is. It's an incredible chess match. Every single at bat, pitcher versus hitter, trying to figure out exactly what you want to do. And the one thing, you know, that he said that I agree with is that he's been trying to pound the strike zone all year. He never changed his mindset. You know, everybody's like, well, he finally made up his mind to pound the strike zone. No, he always wanted to pound the strike zone. He just wasn't getting it done. He didn't have it going. But he's obviously had it going in the last month or so. And what did we say the other day, Scraby? In his last four starts, he's given up a batting average of .071, which is the lowest for a four-start span since 1938. Yeah, the last guy who did that over a four-start span was Johnny Vandermeer. And Johnny Vandermeer pitched two no-hitters during that time.
Yeah, I did read that the other night.
Yeah, Blake Snell did it over the last four games. Last four games, Blake Snell has pitched 26 and two-thirds innings, and he's allowed six hits. Come on.
That's crazy.
That's not fair.
And he's only won one game.
Yeah, he's 1-2 in that span. I mean, that's incredible. He's lost two.
Has he just lost two?
Yeah, he lost the first one. No, four starts ago, he lost.
Oh, four starts ago. Okay.
Yes, he lost to the Phillies 4-3.
Yes, that does make sense.
Then he had a no decision against the Dodgers.
Yeah, there you go.
Then he beat the Diamondbacks with the no-hit game. And we didn't ask him about that because honestly, I thought about it, but there was no reason to ask him because everybody already knew the answer to why, you know, the fact that he was fine with being removed from that no-hit game. So that's why I didn't go to that question there. I wasn't trying to keep you all from the information. Then his last start was the one hit that he allowed and lost to the Angels. So, yeah, last four starts, he's 1-2 despite giving up six hits in 26 and two-thirds innings. He has also, during that span, walked only six, and he has struck out 40. Man, that's a hot streak.
That's a hot streak.
But you'd sure like to be 4-0. Not 1-2. My goodness. Hopefully he brings it again against the Dodgers on Sunday. Tonight it'll be Joe Musgrove. This hour brought to you by Vons and Albertsons. Shop Vons and Albertsons for the freshest local fruits and veggies. It's stone fruit season, Scraby. You know what that means, don't you?
You're going to tell me.
Yeah, I am. It's time. It means that it's time to enjoy California-grown large yellow peaches, nectarines, and plums. They're now just 97 cents a pound with membership where applicable. That's a busy word right there, applicable.
I say applicable, but it's not right. It's not right.
Yeah, I don't think
it's
it is.
It's applicable.
But applicable it is at Vons and Albertsons. Yeah. It's just better. All right.
If anyone ever wants to be a fly on the wall for our show in the breaks, just think about Vons and their stone fruit season, and then think about Tony and Chris just talking relentlessly about how much they love fruit off the tree.
Tony wants to go to my house and steal all the white peaches off of our white peach tree.
5 minutes per show of them talking about their love for
fruit. He goes crazy. We eat tons of fruit in the Chris household, that is for sure. We are big fruit fans. All right, I wanted to ask before we get to traffic, did anyone tweet you or text us any information on what we were talking about
double
in the Big
pneumonia?
Five about double pneumonia?
I didn't get anyone.
Nobody tweeted that in, huh? Usually somebody helps us on that stuff. Pneumonia. You can look it up while we check traffic here, and then when we come back from traffic, it'll be time to do some Daily Gambit stuff with a big football weekend ahead.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
And The Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment, and we do it usually at the end of our shows on these game days. I got a quick update on double pneumonia.
Thank you.
Yes.
I need a quick update on that.
It's called bilateral interstitial pneumonia.
I don't know what that means.
It's a serious infection that can inflame and scar your lungs. It's one of the many types of interstitial lung diseases. Basically, what I'm getting from is that it affects both of your lungs.
So that's the double pneumonia is the fact that it affects two lungs rather than one.
Well, then I looked up pneumonia, and it said that pneumonia can be one or both lungs.
So then what creates double pneumonia?
I'm thinking it's just extra bad pneumonia.
Extra bad pneumonia.
Man, pneumonia. You know, I was playing the Oregon Trail the other day.
This is why I asked our listeners to tweet us the information.
Well,
I couldn't trust
WebMD.
You to track it down.
I'm on WebMD.
Yeah, well, you're not doing a good job.
I played Oregon Trail the other day, and it kind of hit me. Yeah, there's a video game online, and you're playing the Oregon Trail, and like one of your kids gets bit by a rattlesnake. You have to decide whether to cut its leg off or not. You've never played that before?
Gee, I'm so sorry I haven't.
It's great. Oregon Trail is amazing.
I bet.
But one of my kids got pneumonia the other day, and I was thinking, huh, still with the pneumonia. We haven't figured it out yet, have we?
Nope, we haven't, especially double pneumonia.
Double pneumonia. All right.
All right, let's get to the Daily Gambit.
Chris is over my double pneumonia.
Yeah,
time.
I am.
All right, the Daily Gambit. We're going to start with the football, the NFL, is what I'm trying to say.
Why don't
here.
You start with college since the games are first?
Fine.
Go in the order in which they happen.
Let's start with San Diego State taking on U of A in Tucson. And the spread right now, San Diego State gets 2 points. They are underdogs by 2 points. So, Chris, who do you think is going
to... Well, I was going to be willing to take San Diego State and give a couple of points. So I'm certainly willing to take a couple of points. So I'll take the Aztecs. They're going to keep Arizona winless, make it 14 in a row for the Wildcats. I'm a big believer in Brady Hoke's notion that your team improves the most from the first to the second week. And that better be the case, because if the Aztecs play like they did last week, they won't win this game, but I think they will. And they've shown the ability to beat Pac-12 schools. They beat UCLA, was it last year? Or the year before, I guess. Last year's kind of a blur. But I think they beat Arizona in this game tomorrow night. So I'll take the Aztecs and take the points.
All right. I'm going to go with the same. I'm going to say the Aztecs win this one. And I think that they're going to win by maybe a touchdown.
All right.
Maybe a touchdown.
I don't really care what they win by or how much or what way. Just get out of Tucson with a W.
Didn't U of A have a pretty good program there for a little bit, and then it just completely fell off.
Yeah, they've had some good years, but not in, like, the last decade. It's been a while since University of Arizona football's been good. Rich Rodriguez was down there, kind of messed up everything and cheated.
And then Kevin Sumlin,
got arrested, and it was, I don't know
if he got arrested.
I don't know if he got arrested, but there were certainly some implications against him.
Geez, I missed that.
It didn't go well for Rich Rodriguez.
Man, Arizona and their schools, they... Or their sports, I mean. Yeah. They're not very truthful, it seems like.
Well, this guy, this new coach is pretty cool.
All right.
You know who went to, and I don't know his name offhand, but I read a good story Kirk Kenny wrote on the new head football coach at Arizona. He's bringing everybody back to the program.
Okay.
And did you see the clip last night on TV of Gronk catching a football out of a helicopter?
Yes, which is extremely dangerous.
That was at an Arizona practice.
Because Gronk went to Arizona.
Yes. And they did that at one of their practices.
Man, that's a good guy to have come in for your...
Absolutely.
To speak to your players.
And you know who else he had come in?
Who?
Steve Kerr, who played basketball at Arizona. So this coach gets it.
This guy's pulling out all stops.
Aztecs have their work cut out for them.
They do. All right. So moving on to another game. Now I'm going top 25, and I just picked some of the better top 25.
I'll take Mercer plus the points.
Mercer is not even on the list because there is no spread for it.
I cannot believe Alabama's playing Mercer. That ought to be just outlawed.
How many points would you give Alabama? Or Mercer, I mean.
At least 56 and a half.
56 and a half? I might. Go still
higher.
Take Alabama.
Yeah, I didn't say you wouldn't. I'm just saying that would be my spread.
So this game is Iowa at Iowa State.
That's
Iowa
a good
State
game.
Is the 9th ranked team in the nation. Iowa is the 10th ranked team in the nation. And Iowa State is favored by 4.5 points. I will go first. And I do like the Cyclones. So I'm going to take the Cyclones out.
Give the 4.5?
Yeah, they're at home.
All right, I'm going to go with Iowa here. Just based on what I saw last week, Iowa State struggled in its first game. Iowa played a dominant first game and beat a pretty good Indiana team. So just based on those results, I think Iowa's got the little better squad, although Iowa State's higher ranked, I think. But that's all from preseason.
It's also one spot.
Yeah, I'll take Iowa and take the points here.
All right. I mean, that game really could go either way. It could.
Thank you.
Kirk Herbstreit.
Almighty one.
I'm Lee Corso over here.
Other than Alabama Mercer, what game can't go either way? They all can go either way.
There's a couple.
You know what I mean.
All right, so the next game that we're going to do is a Pac-12/Big Ten game, and Ohio State is at home, number 3 Ohio State, taking on the 12th-ranked Oregon Ducks.
You know what? That's a game that could go either way.
It could. I actually don't think this game could go either way, to be honest.
You don't, huh?
Ohio State has a big old spread, though.
What is it?
They are favorites by 14.5 points.
That's
over
more
two
than
touchdowns.
They were. That's more than they were favored by against Minnesota in their last game.
I know. So it's like in Oregon was favored by, I think, 20 over Fresno State,
and they barely pulled
lost,
the game
or they
out.
Won. The Oregon won by a touchdown.
Yeah.
So you're up first in this one, thankfully.
Well, that's what happened last week. I think Oregon was looking ahead to Ohio State. I think that's kind of what happened. I think they had some injuries in that game, too. And I honestly don't have a sheet in front of me that tells me the health of the Oregon football team. But
that's too bad.
If a West Coast team is going back to play a Big Ten team, I'm always going to root for the West Coast. So I will take the 14.5 points gladly with Oregon.
Yeah,
but I wouldn't bet too much on that. Like, that would be my
lowest bet.
Lowest wager of the week. Yeah.
All right. I have been to an Ohio State game to open a season, and there's some fanfare.
Oh yeah,
and there's going to be a lot of fans ready to go.
It's not the big house, but it's big.
It's big. I saw someone who was so excited that Ohio State won, they threw a keg off their balcony and it hit their car, and they still were screaming in excitement. Wonder what happened when he woke up in the morning. I'm going to go with Ohio State because I feel like the home field advantage is going to be too strong here.
Okay, you got them.
So, Ohio State.
They're yours.
But 14.5 is a lot. That's a lot. Last one we're going to make in the college ranks because all the other games stink. USC, number 14 in the country, taking on Stanford. And it's going to be in L.A. at the Coliseum. USC is minus 17, so they're favorites by 17. I'll go first on this one. I don't really know much about Stanford other than the fact that, what's his name, Brian Shaw? He's a really good coach.
His name's David Shaw.
David Shaw. Why do I think Brian Shaw?
You know what I call him, though?
Shock.
I call him Herman Gassaway. Do you know our buddy Herman Gassaway?
I've worked with Herman. I've worked with Herman.
They're identical.
They are identical. That's hilarious.
Identical. Love you,
never
Herm.
Thought
if,
about
if you're
that.
Out there, Herm, you're, well, I'm a big
and,
fan.
And know, Herm tweets every once in a while, and I appreciate
it. Oh, Herm's
it.
Terrific. Yeah, Herm's terrific. Herm. Yeah. Herm, he looks just like David Shaw.
Herm taught me, now that we're going off the deep end with this, Herm talk. Herm taught me the board in the way of sports talk radio.
Yeah, Herm's a good board guy.
All right, Stanford, USC. I'm going to go with USC because they're at home, and I just don't really know much about Stanford to the point where I'm going to think that they're going to win.
All right, I'll take, even though I mentioned Herman Gassaway and all of that stuff, I'm going to pick against Herman's team, the team that he's coaching. I don't think Stanford's very good right now, so I'll take USC and give the points.
All right, now we should... I was trying to think of whether or not we should go. Let's do the legal here real quick, and then we will come back, and we will do the NFL stuff. All right, so now we are going to pick the NFL games for the weekend, and we're going to start. I just picked I guess I didn't pick by our interest. I picked by the biggest spreads, because a lot of these games are -3, +3. Stuff like that. So I thought it would be more fun to go through some of these bigger spread games. And the first one we're going to go through, playing at 10 a.m. on Sunday, the Steelers are headed to Buffalo to take on the Bills. Chris, the Bills are favored by 6.5 points.
Yeah, that's showing a lot of love for the Buffalo Bills. And that's a lot of points in an NFL game.
Mm-hmm.
It really, truly is. I like the way the Bills are ready to circle the wagons this year. A lot of people are expecting big things. I think Ben Roethlisberger's got a lot to prove, because everybody says his arm is ready to fall off.
I was one of them.
I don't know if I'm totally ready to give up on Big Ben, and we'll see how we feel after this weekend. But I'll take Buffalo shaky and give 6.5 points. That's a lot.
You're going to take Buffalo shaky.
Yeah.
I'm tempted. Yeah, I got to go with you, because I just do not believe in the Steelers this year.
By the way, we both won last night, because we both took Dallas plus 8.
Oh, that's right. We did.
I forgot to update that.
That +8 was a crazy line. I did not think the Bucs were going to win by 8 or more.
They didn't.
I know.
There you go. We were both right on that one.
But I'm going to take Buffalo, too. I think this is Josh Allen just keeps getting better year after year, and I think he's going to have another incredible year. So I'm going to pick Buffalo, and I think we're going to see the end of Big Ben. I think this is
tomorrow?
It. No, not tomorrow.
Or
not Sunday. This year is the end of
Card
Big Ben.
Him off?
they're going to take him to pasture.
Feed him to the lions? What are they doing to poor Big Ben? He's only like 35 years old, right?
He's older than that. I think
well,
he's
38.
Like 39.
Like,
I mean, how old is Philip Rivers? They got to be around the same age.
Yeah, that's true.
So Steelers, I'm not a fan of. Buffalo, I'll take in this one, 6.5 point favorites.
Okay.
Next is going to be the Browns and the Chiefs, a rematch of the playoff game that eliminated the Browns, where Patrick Mahomes got a concussion that wasn't a concussion. And the Chiefs are going to be at home favored by 5.5 points. I will go first, and I'm going to say... I'm going to say the Browns. Chris, you've talked me onto this Browns train this year. That's a weird sentence.
Yeah, the hype is big for the Browns right now. I think it's going to be a close game. I always like to take the points when I feel like the team I'm taking actually has a chance to also win the game.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like to just rely on the points to save me. I want my team to... I want to feel like they got a chance to win. I do think the Browns do have a chance to win. But I think a lot of people are overrating what happened in that playoff game last year when the Chiefs beat the Browns 22-19. Don't forget, Mahomes didn't play in the second half.
Yeah.
So that was kind of a big factor why the Browns got back in the game. I'll take the Browns just because I'm trying to buy into the hype, and I think they play a close game here. And, we'll see how it turns out. So I'll take Cleveland just like you will.
Okay, so the next game we're going to do is the Sunday night football game between the Rams and the Bears. It'll be Matthew Stafford's debut as the Rams quarterback. It'll be the Bears in their debut with, who is their, or Andy Dalton as their starting quarterback.
Yeah, you just said all I needed to hear.
For a second. But the Rams are favorites by 7.5 points. You're up first, Chris.
Andy Dalton's a quarterback of the Bears?
Yes.
I'll take the Rams.
Okay. See, 7.5 points is a lot, though.
Yes, it is. In a professional football game, it's a lot of points.
I'm really struggling with my bets today because I don't like the Rams. I don't like Sean McVay.
I don't either.
I don't like, I mean, I don't think Matthew Stafford's as great as everyone made him.
Like, if
to
they
be.
Win by 21 points, we're going to have to hear Sean McVay, you know, and
I don't
Matthew
hear
Stafford
it.
Being the greatest thing in the history.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's going to be, they're the next Super Bowl favorites if they win. And I have nothing against Matthew Stafford.
I have
just
a lot
think that people
him.
Are hyping him a lot.
Oh, yeah. Well, now that he's away from the Lions, people just expect he's going right to the Super Bowl. He's got
a. Well, he has a lot to prove.
I'm not saying that he's not going to, but yeah, show me first.
Exactly. But with that said, Matt Nagy's still the head coach of the Bears, right?
And Andy Dalton's still the quarterback.
I'm going to go with the Rams. I have to.
Wow, we're agreeing on all three
yeah,
games so far.
I know.
All right.
Next one is another big spread, and it's going to be Sunday morning, 10 a.m., the 49ers in Detroit to take on the kneecap cannibals or the Lions. And the 49ers are -8, so they are favored by 8 points. That is a lot.
And especially on the road.
Especially on the road to open the year. I'll go first on this one.
What are you going to do, pick against the 49ers? Come on.
I think the 49ers win the game, but I don't know that they win by nine points or more. I'm thinking.
Your own team?
Jeff Goff is on the Lions now, or Jared Goff, but if Jeff Goff was here, or if Tony was here, it would be Jeff Goff.
Come on. It's your own team you're giving up
49ers
on.
49ers win by 10.
So you're sad.
49ers win by 10. I pick the 49ers.
All right. Well, thankfully you picked the 49ers because this is a gimme to take the Lions plus the points.
A gimme.
It's a gimme. Yeah.
You betting to bet heavy. Your mortgage on it?
Betting heavy on this one.
All right.
I wouldn't bet heavy on any NFL game. Where's the Dolphin game? We didn't make the cut?
Well, I knew this was going to be an issue. I knew it was going to be an issue, and I didn't put the Dolphins in
there. Dog!
I'm going to this website right now. We will make it, since we have extra time, we will be making a Dolphin bet, and then I also need to make a bet on the Padres score tonight.
I just want to hear you say some crappy things about Tua to get me motivated for the game.
Okay, Dolphins and the Patriots tonight, or not tonight, on Sunday at 125.
2.5 points or three?
It's now on, according to BetQL, it's the Patriots favored by 3 points.
Three points.
In New England.
Yeah, I know where it is.
I know where it is.
I know where the game is. Well, last year they opened the season in New England. And
why do they always do that?
Not always. It just has happened the last 2 years that they've opened in New England. They don't always open in New England. They've done it many times since they're in the same division. But obviously I'm going to take the Dolphins. I mean, I'm not going to... You know, give up on my club as easily as you seem to be wanting to give up on yours.
Is that what it's going to be like?
We'll see, though. Dolphins have never had much success in New England, if any. I mean, they're like 20 games under 500 there over the history of time. They play them every year there. And New England beat them there last year in the opening game with Cam Newton. But rookie quarterback, first ever game. Dolphins get a little pressure on Mac Jones, get some of those turnovers. I'll take the Dolphins. What are you going to do, Tua? Come on, Tua. What are you going to do?
You know, I'm never usually a fan of a rookie quarterback and picking anything with a rookie quarterback making their debut. And I'm not saying it because they're playing the Lions. But I feel like Mac Jones is going to have I feel like Mac Jones is going to have one of those great first games, and then he's going to struggle the rest of the year.
Okay.
Chris is unhappy with me.
I'm not happy right now.
I am going to go with the Patriots.
Don't put it out there. All right, fine. You got the Patriots.
I do. And that's it for
paychecks.
Oh, I need to pick a score now of the game.
Score for tonight's Padre-Dodger game. Scraby,
I'm gonna
lay it
say...
on us. Joe Musgrove against Julio Urias.
I'm going to say Padres 4.
4? Wow.
Dodgers
4-3. Yeah. All right. Scraby's been trying to pick the exact score of a game all year long. He's yet to do it. We'll see. He's starting to run out of time. It's September 10th. He's got 22 games left to finally pick a score right. All right, Scraby, that is our score. That will not happen tonight. The pregame show is coming up momentarily with yours truly. Get you ready for tonight's Padre-Dodger first game of the three-game set. Tony Gwynn Jr. will be on the call tonight with Jesse Agler up in L.A. We thank him, obviously. Great big part of the Gwynn and Chris show, and then Scraby's part of it, too. So, there's that.
Good week.
Good week indeed. Thanks to Blake Snell for being on the show. We'll catch up with you Monday to wrap up a really big sports weekend. Have a great time. Stay safe out there. Enjoy yourself. And we got Padre baseball coming up next on 97.3 The Fan. Scraby's got the post-game show at the end of it all.
Okay. Okay, guys, we got to put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get three seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.